This is VK6ARN. You're listening to News West. WA Amateur Radio News is a community organisation and has been serving up the news since 1931.
Hello and welcome to News West for Sunday, the 9th of August, 2026. I'm your presenter for this morning, Phil, VK6DEV. Now, on with the news.
Greetings all, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the Trans-Tasman contest results. This year, operators experienced good propagation and low noise on the bands. There were approximately 370 operators on air, and 70 logs were entered containing 6,355 QSOs. A 19% submission rate is good, as is a 12% increase in submitted logs over last year. Congratulations go to Isaac, VK4 India Kilo Zulu, for winning the Youth Award. Isaac put in a great effort in the single-op low-power category with 2,184 points, coming 8th overall out of 39 entrants. The following category winners were Multi-Multi, Victor Lima 4 Romeo, Multi-Single, VK3 Kilo Kilo, Single-op QRP, VK3 Tango Uniform November, Single-op Low-Power, Victor Kilo 2 Echo Zulu Foxtrot, and Single Op High Power VK4 Sierra November. As per usual, full results, soapbox comments and statistics are available on the vklogchecker.com. The contest report contains all results and certificates for VK and ZL operators and is downloadable from the Trans-Tasman page on the WIA contest pages. Remember to prepare for the Remembrance Day contest next weekend, the 15th and 16th of August. For those wishing to submit a team of three single operator stations, please email me prior to the contest. Please read all the good info regarding the contest on the WA contest page. See you in the Remembrance Day contest. This is Alan, VK4 Sierra November.
This weekend coming, August the 15th and 16th, we know about the Remembrance Day contest, but it's also the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, ILLW. So far there are over 300 lighthouses registered worldwide, including 24 in VK. More usually come in last minute, as the date approaches, so if anyone's thinking about going portable, it's not too late. In VK6, several stations are registered for ILLW. Listen out for VK6 Charlie November Lima at Cape Naturalist Lighthouse near Yallingup, on air on the HF bands on Saturday the 15th, with the operators including Nigel, Michael and Kim. Martin, VK6 Juliet Mike Delta, is registered at the North Mole Lighthouse in Fremantle, and also Phil, VK6 Alpha Delta Fox, who's usually a stalwart at Cape Lewin, is this year up at the Point Moore Lighthouse in Geraldton. Not sure which days or times Martin and Phil plan to operate, but keep an ear out for them too. More information and a full list of lighthouses are on the web at illw.net. At Cape Lewin Lighthouse, VK6 Charlie Lima Lima, we'll be on air from Saturday morning, going through into Sunday also. We're aiming to be on most HF bands, from 160 metres to 10 metres, and because we're able to operate the entire weekend, VK6 CLL will also be joining in the RD contest. So, if you're on air this coming weekend, listen out for a lighthouse and give us a call. Thanks again to the team at News West for putting this to air, and 73 from VK6 AXB, on behalf of the VK6 CLL team.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
AMP College is a Perth-based organisation focused on providing top-quality training to enable students to attain their foundation, standard and advanced licences. We run a foundation course in the first weekends of February, April, June, August, October and December of each year, with the exams being run the weekend after. We also run a standard advanced course on Tuesday nights this year, starting on Tuesday, March the 10th and finishing in October. While there are quicker ways to get the qualification, we believe our approach provides the best depth of knowledge of any course in the country, and providing the most useful start to your amateur career. To book a place on any of our courses, please use the Contact Us page on our website at www.hamcollege.org.au.
a word from Wison, WA. The Wison AGM for the VK6 call area will take place on the third Monday of this month. That will be happening in person at First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Nominations are open for service this coming year, and with Bob VK6KW in rehab from surgery, the rest of us shall need to step up a little. There is more to do in the rebuilding and revamping of Wison in WA as a modern MCOMS team, and your input may be a good spark forward. Get in contact, info@wisonwa.org. That's info@WhiskeyIndiaCharlieEchoNovemberWhiskeyAlpha.org. Become part of the team. Paid membership is $25 a year, and we will welcome your input. Wison in Western Australia has been around since the 1950s, and just as so much has changed in technology in all that time, we hope today to reflect the difference in a more modern outlook. First Midland is located in Bellevue, easily approached from the Great Eastern Highway, Roe or Reed Highways, and that's basically from anywhere in the metro area or even the Eastern Hills. Doors will open on the 17th of this month at 7 for a 7:30 p.m. start. Everyone is welcome. There will also be a Jitsi link for online attendance. Get yourself known by us and we'll send you out a link. Our regular Wednesday night nets continue on 3.600 plus or minus QRM and the linked hubs network from 2000 every Wednesday night. Again, everyone is welcome, member or not. We can only be stronger together, more resilient when we plan not to flail about at a time of real need by instinctively knowing what we're doing with our portable comms. Yes, Wison in VK6 focuses on getting out and practicing portable communications and are interested in adding to the budding mesh core network here in Perth and Western Australia. This could be of real functional use if the fit ever hits the shan. That's all I've got from Wison today. Make yourself conversant with our website, wisonwa.org. Thanks for listening. 7.3s from Mark, VK6XLZ, and from VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
Every week, News West is broadcast across Western Australia, Queensland, the Northern Territory, New South Wales, Tasmania, and Victoria. In the past, we've acknowledged individual contributors, but the list is never long enough, never covers everyone who's making an effort, visible, audible, or otherwise. So instead, thank you. Thank you for your time, your energy, your transmitter, and your voice. Thank you for keeping the numerous repeaters up and operating. Thank you for your callbacks, for logging them, for sending them to us, and for being part of the community of amateur radio. If you'd like to help, you can. You can transmit the news, register callbacks, submit stories, record scripts, promote the news, or you can get in touch. Our address is newswest@vk6.net.
Foundations of amateur radio. The other day, a friend of mine mentioned in passing that they'd hooked their Home Assistant dashboard to an RTL SDR dongle to listen to the various ISM bands. If that sounds like gibberish, let me elaborate. Home Assistant is a tool that, among other things, allows you to control devices throughout your house. Think lights, vacuum cleaner, air conditioning, and power sockets. It turns out that there are various plugins that allow you to connect it to a tool called RTL_433. More on that in a moment. ISM, or Industrial, Scientific and Medical, is a global collection of 13 radio bands regulated by the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, where devices are permitted to transmit all different types of signals. Think microwave ovens, NFC or near field communications, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, but also weather stations, security devices, battery monitors, tire pressure monitors, remote keyless entry, garage door openers, and plenty more. The most well-known ISM band is 433 MHz. But the most used ones are those we think of as Wi-Fi bands, 2.4 and 5.8 GHz. It sometimes comes as a surprise that Bluetooth and Wi-Fi share the same frequencies with each other and many different bits of technology. While I'm here, I'll also point out that there are ISM allocations within the HF bands and up to 245 GHz, so plenty of spectrum to explore. A different friend heard about my challenges with two remote controls, came by for a coffee, and dropped off a frequency counter and left me to determine what type of remotes I had in my hands, since labelling was absent. After charging this sparkly new gadget, I spent a while trying to make it do the needful, but ultimately, despite trying in multiple locations without local interference, was unsuccessful. This likely caused by the nincompoop behind the controls, but I digress. It occurred to me that an RTL SDR dongle is perfectly suited to the job, as long as I can scan through the various frequencies and discover just which ones were associated with my cantankerous remotes. As is my wont, I got distracted by installing RTL underscore 433. I have to tell you, just plugging in an antenna into an RTL SDR dongle, I'm currently using my 2 meter and 70 centimeter dual band antenna, running the tool and looking at the log, in the last half hour alone, I've seen 372 reports across 16 devices, including several cars and a truck, weather stations, security devices, and plenty more. Half an hour later, we're up to 22 devices and 771 reports. And 24 hours in, we're up to 128 devices, nearing 17,000 reports. I'll note that this is using an RTL SDR dongle. No fancy radio, no filtering, no interference rejection, all straight from the device. As you might expect, the reports keep trickling in. Every 15 seconds or so, there's a new decode, and at this point, I'm pretty sure I don't need to invest in a weather station in the near future. And if I figure out which Hyundai is driving around with low tire pressure, I'll let them know. Also, because I'm not just lollygagging, my remotes don't appear to emit anything that RTL underscore 433 can decode. But I did notice that the reports stopped coming in while the remote was active. So I suppose that's progress. In case you're wondering, within 50 things you can do with a software-defined radio, this is number 11, read your neighbour's sensors. At this point, I hear the calls from the peanut gallery, but this isn't amateur radio. To which I say, really? In other words, amateur radio is what you make it, and right now I'm interested in figuring out why my remotes are acting up, and what better way than to play with radio, at whatever frequency takes my fancy. I wonder if there's any HF gadgets I can monitor. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia. Just about everyone listening to this knows that the first Monday of each month, except for January, the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, the RAOTC, relays throughout Australia its monthly bulletin of club news plus a couple of short talks. What is the RAOTC? What are its aims? And can you become a member? The club was formed in 1974 by a group of amateurs in Melbourne and has spread from there throughout Australia. The club's objectives are to maintain the interest and original pioneer spirit of amateur radio, honour the history and heritage of our hobby, and encourage good fellowship amongst all radio operators. With around 500 members, this is probably the largest amateur radio club in Australia. Being entitled to call yourself a radio old-timer has nothing to do with your age. It all depends upon how long you've held or been qualified to hold your amateur radio license. Full membership of the REOTC is available to any person who has held or been qualified to hold an amateur license for at least 25 years. Associate membership is available to anyone who has held or been qualified to hold an amateur license for at least 10 years. This now includes at least some foundation calls, and yes, we do indeed have some foundation licensee members already. Again, your age has nothing to do with it. The club is a loose-knit one, yet the glue which holds it all together is mainly the monthly bulletin, plus our twice-yearly 60-page, high-quality, profusely illustrated magazine, written entirely by members, and which covers a wide range of interests. Many consider it the best club magazine within VK. Members come from all walks of life, and while we may be radio old-timers, we certainly aren't dinosaurs. And, as our bulletins illustrate, we do try to keep up with the latest developments in radio and electronics. VK6 membership covers a wide area, but a small group living within the Perth Metro region does meet each month on the second Tuesday of each month for a lunchtime gathering. In VK6, the monthly bulletins are transmitted via the News West linked repeaters, and our thanks to the West Australian Repeater Group for this facility, plus we also have HF relays on 160, 80 and 40 metres by Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray, and Chris, VK6 Juliet India. If you'd like more information, please visit the club website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC and you'll be taken straight to the club website. 73 from Clive, VK6 CSW.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, this week's helpline for the 9th of August. Nothing new to report this week, just the old lot from last week and previously. But if you have anything for next week, would like to call in, let me know. Email address to vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I can deal with your request as it comes in. I would like to thank Bob, Ray and Matt for information regarding Rick, VK6XLR. And thank you, Rick, for getting back to me. Cheers. 7-3.
Well, we've come to the end of another News West broadcast. Thank you to the team at VK6ARN, our readers and contributors, and those that put the broadcast to air every week. And especially to you, our listeners. We welcome feedback via newswest@vk6.net. Please stand by now for the callbacks after the broadcast, or you can visit vk6.net and fill out the callback form. 73 from me, VK6DEV, and all the team at WA Amateur Radio News.